This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's just me today. No scoring, Doran. For those of you not watching on the YouTube stream, I would urge you to do so. Last week, I crushed our guy Southside Jake from Southside Plumbing and Heating because he's balding and doesn't care about it, and he honestly looks like a kitten that just woke up in the morning, and today he is wearing a full wig, and it's outstanding. Well played by you, Jake.
Went to Turkey over the weekend, got a little hairline replacement. had him put a little fluff on the back to play with it too, you know.
You look like Robb Stark in Game of Thrones. That's a wonderful head of hair you got there, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Listen,
Jake, you kicked our ass last week in Are You Smarter Than a Plumber? And now I'm playing shorthanded. It's just me and Nicholas Harry Callis today. Let's rip right through this thing, baby. Let's go.
Oh, boy. This is going to be a tough one for you. I hate to say it. All right. First question here, boy. Let's go. Who is the last player to score a run in the All-Star game that is on the Pirates? That was on the Pirates, I should say.
So the last... A. Oh, okay. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yes. The last Pirates player to score a run in the All-Star game.
I'm gonna guess before I hear them, but then obviously we'll let you read them. I think it's Adam Frazier. Harry's shaking his head. All right, give us the answers.
A. Adam Frazier. D. Andrew McCutchen. C. Nate McLeod.
Oh man.
Or D. Jack Wilson.
Now, am I allowed to play because Doran's not here, or am I still just a lifeline?
You're in full time.
So right? It's not Jack Wilson and it's not Nate McLeod.
Nate McLeod famously had a great throw to home plate to get a runner at the dish.
Okay, well,
Jack Wilson was back in the early 2000s, so yeah, you would hope it's not.
No,
Jack.
But I can eliminate those either way.
I know you have, yes.
Because Andrew McCutchen hit a home run in 2015.
Yes.
And he scored on that. Now, do you remember the moment where Adam Frazier scored in 2021? Because that's when he played in the All-Star game.
I do not remember, but I know he was...
I don't even think he got a hit.
I think he went 0-for-1.
Yeah, so Brian Reynolds got a hit. But Adam Frazier didn't. So if I had to guess, I would say it's Andrew McCutchen.
You want to go with Kutch?
Yeah.
Because he had the homer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm inclined to go with Harry Callis here. If it's Adam Frazier, Callis is fired, even though I don't have that power.
All right. B, Andrew McCutchen. In fact, it is Andrew McCutchen.
Attaboy, Harry. Where was that All-Star game played,
however,
Harry?
Cincinnati.
My man. Great American Small Park.
Nate McCloth did score a run in the All-Star game in 2008. So,
Nate McLeod, another guy with a wonderful head of hair. Those golden locks for Nate McLeod.
Very nice. Very nice. All right, moving on. Great job. Of these four goalies, who has the worst save percentage during their career with the Penguins? A, Marc-Andre Fleury. B, Tom Barrasso. C, Tristan Jarry. Or D, Matt Murray.
It's got to be Barrasso just because of the era. So you had Barrasso, Fleury, Murray, and who was the fourth option? Jarry.
Jarry.
Jarry, a two-time All-Star. Last year, bad. Second half, okay. Yeah, I'm going to go with Barrasso for the lowest save percentage, just based on era.
B, Barrasso. And you beat me this week.
Let's go! Baby! Woo!
Dang.
We have the third one just because?
Yeah, we're going to do the third one. Here's a text you're going to like. They're saying you look like the head waiter at A La Familia with that hairpiece you got going. Did you go out and buy that? Or please tell me you had it for some sort of sexual role-playing.
It was a Halloween costume 1 year.
Oh, yeah, so, that makes more sense than the thing that I said, Yim.
Yeah.
All right, hit us with question three just for bleeps and giggles.
All right. How many players from the fabled Penguins X-Generation team of 2003-2004 were on the 2009 Stanley Cup team?
Oh, so, I love it.
A, 1, B, 2, C, 3, or D, 4?
All right.
2003-2004 X-Generation. They're selling a lot of tickets during that time.
I got.
What are you doing? You cheating?
No, I'm writing it down. I got Brooks Orpik and Marc-Andre Fleury are the two that come to mind immediately. But I'm trying to place Orpik because Orpik played wing for Therrien because Therrien didn't think he was putting forth enough effort, which is hilarious because Orpik would murder guys. And I never thought effort was his issue, but they played him at wing. Fleury obviously drafted in 03. Ryan Malone didn't win the Stanley Cup because he was on the 08 team. Got there in 08. Mm-hmm. I think it's two. I think it's Orpik and Fleury. Oh, wait. No, Stahl wasn't on the team. I'm going with two.
Okay. Two locked in. B2. Unfortunately, it is three.
Who's the third?
He's a very, very key piece to this team, and it was Rob Scuderi.
Oh, the piece.
Yes.
Scuderi laying there in the crease in game six.
I think he only played 20 games for the X Generation, but he was still rostered. So,
do you remember when Orpik played wing, dude? That was hilarious.
It was unbelievable. And then look what he turned out to be.
Now, Orpik, an underrated skater. I thought modern day stay-at-home defenseman who could actually move pretty well, but he had hands of stone. And to play him at wing is just objectively hilarious to me. That was a really good one by you, Jake. I like that question a lot.
Good, good. I'm happy to hear it, even though you beat me today. That's all right. I'm going to go back to snaking some drains out and stuff like that and maybe be back next week.
Snake those drains, buddy. Keep up the good work. We appreciate your time as always.
That's right. All right. Have a good day.
You too, bud. I love the hairpiece. What a move. That's a great bit.
Yes.
That's like when Noah Hiles, we made fun of his hat collection, and then he popped on the video stream wearing a 10-gallon cowboy hat.
Tremendous.
Tremendous.
I feel valuable this week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.